With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is the Whistleblowers Daily, the show that gives you the football headlines and some concise opinion on each every weekday throughout the season. I'm Mark Smith. These are your football headlines for Thursday, the 29th of December. Erling Haaland became the fastest ever player to reach 20 Premier League goals as Man City beat Leeds 3-1 at Elland Road to move within 5 points of Arsenal at the top of the league. Rodri gave the visitors the lead before Haaland's 19th and 20th goals in just his 14th league game put the match out of sight of Leeds, who remained 2 points clear of the relegation zone with a game in hand. Reece James has been ruled out for around a month following a fresh knee injury sustained against Bournemouth this week. The Chelsea defender has described 2022 as the toughest of his career to date. James Maddison is also having persistent trouble with a knee injury. He's been sent to a specialist and will not be available for Leicester's game against Liverpool tomorrow. And the Cody Gakpo transfer from PSV Eindhoven to Liverpool is now official. He joins for a fee of between 40 to 50 million euros and has signed a contract that runs till the summer of 2028. Those are your headlines. Okay, let's start with Man City against Leeds. Here is Nigel Rothband from the Man City Show.
So a very professional performance against a frankly poor Leeds side last night who created very little and were no real threat to the champions. And I think actually they're in real danger of being relegated. A host of mischances in the first half meant City went into the break just 1-0 ahead thanks to a Rodri late goal. The second half was a different story. Jack Grealish, who missed a number of chances in the first half, went from villain to provider, creating two chances on a plate for Erling Haaland, who continues his impressive goal-scoring form. So a comfortable 3-1 win for the Blues, while Haaland, Grealish, and I think Rodri, and of course the ubiquitous Kevin De Bruyne, will get all the headlines. A special mention for the impressive youngster Rico Lewis, just 18, with a very accomplished performance. It's great to have the Premier League back, isn't it?
That was Nigel Rothband from the Man City Show podcast, available on this network. Very, very good show. Well worth checking out. Let's move on then. Reece James ruled out for a month. We reported on this, as everyone did yesterday, that he had re-injured that knee that put him out of the World Cup. Re-injured it on his first game back against Bournemouth. We were all quite concerned, and I think maybe he's got away with it lightly here. I think we can be a bit relieved that it's, inverted commas, only 3 to 4 weeks. Hopefully he'll come back nice and fresh. I'm a bit concerned. As I said yesterday, I don't want him to rush him back because I think he's a huge asset for England and for Chelsea. But from my point of view, for England. And I don't want him being rushed back and having one of those careers where he's sort of done at 27, 28. So let's just hope they know what they're doing more than I do, I reckon. I reckon Chelsea's physio staff know more than I do, believe it or not. But I'm just very hopeful because I think he's an unbelievable talent and we don't want to see a long-term knee injury for him. Likewise, James Maddison. So this is the news that he's gone to see a specialist now. He'll miss the game against Liverpool. He didn't play in their previous game, the 3-0 home loss. He didn't play in that. It does make me question Gareth Southgate's decision to take him to the World Cup. He obviously didn't get any minutes at all for England at the World Cup. Does that mean he had the injury then? Because he wasn't playing in November for Leicester. So he looked like he had an injury going into the World Cup. He certainly got one coming out of the World Cup, going back into the Premier League. Did he still have one for England? Is that why he saw no minutes? And if so, was he picked in that squad purely because of public pressure? Because if you remember, the media, Twitter, social media, all of those things were absolutely all over it. They were all over James Maddison being picked for that England squad. And I wonder if it just got too loud for Southgate to ignore and he took him on the plane despite this injury. This is all conjecture. I've got no idea. But it just seems a bit odd that he'd be injured before and after the World Cup, play no minutes in the middle of it. I don't know. I'm sure more will be revealed over the next few days, but keep an eye on that one. Finally then, Cody Gakpo, the transfer is now confirmed. It was pretty much confirmed sort of 48 hours ago, but it is now official. He'll be a Liverpool player in January. He's got a five and a half year contract. Here is Alfie Brown, comedian and Liverpool fan, to talk more about Cody Gakpo.
Well, it's always very exciting when it comes at you absolutely out of the blue and you are at your friend's house and he's a United fan and you're watching the football on Boxing Day and the player that he's been going on about for ages signs for your club and you had no idea it was going to happen. Merry Christmas. Really exciting. Obviously, I don't know. I mean, an insane amount about him. I mean, I do now, obviously, because I've spent the last 7 hours, 14 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever it is, YouTubing him and reading little tactical breakdown articles all about him. Feels like a really interesting signing. I love the fact that he's walking at 6'3". When he met Klopp, he was taller than him. Doesn't mean everything, but I like it. Somebody who's creative, who can come deep, who can dribble, who can beat people. There's so much said about him in the various things that he can do. It feels very exciting, and actually, from what I've read, it does feel like it might spell the end for Bobby Firmino, whose contract hasn't been renegotiated yet, and it feels like he might be a kind of evolution of Firmino in that he is a physical, creative forward who can play sort of in the centre of two, like he does for the Netherlands, but at the same time can play off the wing, which Firmino never could. So he's gives you more versatility, but fulfills the same functionalities. It's a really exciting signing. I trust the Liverpool scouts to do it. They did it before, and it's just transfers of fun. And I'm sorry if that makes me a child, but I love them. Bye.
That was comedian and Liverpool fan Alfie Brown talking about Cody Gakpo. Check out his stuff. He's got a couple of specials on YouTube. He's really one of the best comics of his generation and an okay guy. All right, those are your headlines. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm on Talk Sport today from 1 till 4 with Charlie Baker filling in for Hawksby and Jacobs. That's today and tomorrow, if you fancy that. Apologies for the sound quality on this episode today. I'm not sure why. Well, if I do know why, it's because my microphone isn't working properly. But I'm not sure why it's not working properly, I should have said. I'm not a Chelsea physio, nor am I a technician of microphones. Ignore that last bit. Let's just get on with it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.